Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy
podcast.
We were lucky enough to chat to Shannon Knoll the other day, and now you're saying that I've said something that's raised a concern.
Yeah.
Is Shannon upset with me?
No. Shannon's fine. Guys, you might remember we played a little game with him called Shannon Knoll or Vegemite Scroll.
Yeah.
Where we did a little poll around the office. What would you rather sit down to lunch with? Lunch date with Shannon Knoll or just sit down on your own and have Vegemite Scroll?
Hmm.
Now, it didn't fare too well for Shannon Knoll. Turns out Vegemite Scrolls were pretty popular with most people, but definitely not with all people.
Poor Knowlesy.
Have a listen. This is what went down during the interview.
You know what, Shannon? I'm you all the way. Vegemite Scrolls suck, and you are bloody...
Get out of my country!
No, don't care. Hate the Vegemite Scroll. It's all about Shannon Knoll for me. Yeah, that's it. Not just Vegemite Scrolls. Vegemite sucks. Like, blanket. Blanket no from me.
You just hate Vegemite?
Hate it.
All in all, no matter how it is
I know
presented.
How it sounds, because, you know, people will be like, but Vegemite is the worst.
Lauren,
I've grown up in a house
this.
Of no Vegemite, so maybe that's why.
Is it or is it not also true that you never have, in fact, tried Vegemite?
Yes, it is true, Cliffo, but I've had boyfriends who have eaten Vegemite in the past, and you know when, you know, you go into work, you're like, have a great day, smooch. I can taste it, and it's not my cup of tea.
Have put Vegemite directly
into
your mouth.
But I've smelt it, and I've been close enough.
Okay. Have you ever put, in any way, shape, or form, any Vegemite into your mouth?
Don't want to, and never will.
That's a no.
If it smells bad, and it...
And it tastes bad
on the mouth of someone else. I don't want to eat it.
13, 12, 16, off the back of this, just want to put this out there. What do you hate, but you've never actually tried? Or do you know someone, like my mate Lockie, that hates something, but has never actually given it the time of day?
You don't have to eat it to know that you hate
you
it.
You do.
Well, maybe.
You totally do.
Maybe in a sense. But I just get the general no just, when I come near
Vegemite. You formed an opinion. And you're like, you know, staunch on that opinion now, and you won't let it be changed. 13, 12, 16. What do you hate but you've never actually tried, or do you know someone? Give us a call.
Hot FM's Cliffo and Loggy
podcast.
13, 12, 16. Serena's here. Mate, what do you hate but you've never actually tried?
Definitely oysters. There's like snotty gobbles.
Oysters. What about the Kilpatrick variety?
I was going to say Kilpatrick or Mornay.
Mm.
That's a pretty strong flavour.
Yeah, I imagine so. I imagine that they would just taste like the ocean straight up.
Just taste like salt.
Yeah.
Like
see?
Salty
she's
seawater.
With me. Don't have to taste it to hate it.
13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hey, how you going? It's Davo.
Hey, Davo. What food do you hate but you've never actually eaten?
I'm going to get probably, out of this one, but mango.
Oh, get out, man. You call yourself a North Queenslander.
No, I'm not, actually. I moved up here, and when I moved up there, we had mango tree in the backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
And just they kept falling off and rotting, and I just hated every time I went out there. Oh, these bloody mango trees go.
I would kill to have a mango tree in my backyard. I eat one a day
when
it's mango season.
The smell of it just turned me right off, and I had no intention of eating them.
See, I'm not alone.
Thanks for your honesty. We'll take one more. Hey, who's this?
Kyla.
Now, Kyla, is there a food that irks you but you've never actually put in your mouth?
Yes, avocado.
Come on, man. Avocado doesn't taste like anything.
It's green and mushy and gross. I didn't even know.
You're missing out, man. Avocado is the bee's knees.
By not buying avocados, you're probably saving yourself a few $1,000 a
year.
Yeah,
for a house.
Hot FM's
Cliffo and Loggy.
Cliffo, the Gable Tosti case has been in the news for the past 2 weeks or so. It all came to an end yesterday. This is a case where he was accused of killing his Tinder date, Warina Wright, who fell to her death from his 14th floor apartment. We've actually got his lawyer on the phone now, and we welcome Nick Dore from Fisher and Dore Criminal Lawyers. Good morning, Nick, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Not a problem at all.
Now, can you explain what's actually happened in the case yesterday?
What happened in the case yesterday? Well, obviously he was found not guilty. Prior to that, we had made an application to discharge the jury in light of some Instagram accounts that we'd discovered in relation to some to a jury member talking on Instagram in relation to the matter, but that application was refused and the court heard the jury and was not guilty.
Mm. Now, are the jurors given information about posting on social media prior to becoming a member of the jury?
They are. There are directions from the trial judge to not engage in any form of communication in relation to what goes on in the jury room. Now, there wasn't necessarily a suggestion that this jury member had spoken about what was going on in the jury room, but they're certainly warned in relation to commenting about the matter on social media.
Right. Nick, over to the actual dismissal itself. For those who aren't familiar with the case, Gable and the victim were on a Tinder date. For whatever reason, she ended up locked on the balcony and she fell to her death. Now, on what grounds was the dismissal actually passed yesterday? Like, how did he get away with it, essentially?
Well, look, this is one of the things. You never know how the jury came to the conclusion because they don't come out and say, this is the reason why we found him not guilty. But certainly there were a lot of defences open to Gable in relation to the force that was used. There was also issues in relation to causation and issues in relation to intention. So it could have been really one of any three up to, well, I guess really, if you think about it, there's four defences, you know, anywhere from seven reasons as to why they came to that conclusion.
Now,
and we have never known.
Okay.
Right.
His lack of remorse was mentioned a lot. I think the jury was obviously struggling with that as well. Has he since put forward anything to the victim's family after this case has finished yesterday?
Gable has always, with myself, expressed sympathy, and he's always wanted to do that. It's always been, I guess, I'm the bad guy, on advice from myself to not make any public statements or any form of statements that could be misconstrued. The problem we had in relation to this was obviously any time he posted something on Facebook, he made the front page of the paper. He was charged with murder, which carries a maximum life imprisonment. So he has always to expressly wanted to do it, but it was certainly on my advice not to. But he's we're in the process of trying to work something out about that now.
Yeah. It was a long deliberation on the jury's behalf, yeah. 3.5 days.
Mm.
Did that give you and your team confidence? Or how did you feel during that 3.5 days? Was it positive?
It was up and down, obviously. I mean, running jury trials is very hard, and I've been involved in, I can't even hazard a guess at how many. There's always a bit of confidence, but obviously as it goes on, you then start to second-guess things. But, look, we were always confident and hopeful that the jury would give it the proper consideration. And the fact they were up for so long is the true testament in relation to the jury system. I mean, it would have been hard to sit there, 12 complete strangers, assessing an hour and 45-minute tape over an extended period of time. And that's what the whole trial hinged on, was this tape. So in the end of the day, I think even though it went longer than what the evidence took, I think it was always going to take about that long for this trial.
Why was he recording? I think we all find that really bizarre.
Oh, look, I don't know. But I mean, obviously, thankfully he did, because if he hadn't, no one would have, I don't think anyone would have believed what actually transpired in the apartment that night.
It's a very weird set of circumstances, the whole case, I think.
It is.
And ever since the start, it's been a weird one. So
it's captured the country, hasn't it? Nick Dore, the lawyer representing Gable Tosti, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No problem at all, guys. No dramas at all. Good luck.